You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, Jamal, you guys have had a little bit of personal shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of need a floor leader, and looks like you're going to have to be one of those guys. Could you talk about that?
It's been a little bit of a struggle right now, just trying to be in that role and trying to figure out what to say, what not to say, how to talk to different people. But I think I'm getting better each game.
Have you ever run the point like that at high school, or just run an offense like this?
I mean, yeah, a few plays like pass to get a lob, but not like this where I have to actually tell people where to go, know all the plays. So.
It's different, isn't it? I mean, it can be a lot, not only to be responsible for your game,
mm-hmm.
but for Nate's game,
mm-hmm.
Isaiah's game.
Yeah, it is. I just learned now you got to get people going early, give them the ball, let them work, figure out where their different spots are and try to get it to them.
There's some satisfaction that comes with that, though, that now you're the quarterback, that you're able to
mm-hmm.
do that, and you ignite that offense. Is there some excitement about that?
Yeah, just keep people going. I know I don't have to always score. So, yeah, like you said, some little bit of satisfaction getting an assist or something like that.
This is a transition that David Crisp had to go through, kind of mm-hmm. playing that position. Is there anything you can learn from the way that he did it?
He was very in control at all times, and I think I can learn a lot off that, even just having Quade here all the time, picking his brain and seeing how he gets certain passes or certain plays to work.
Nate, do you feel like the whole team has to pick up Jamal here and pick up Quade? Because it would be like an injury, too. I mean, it's mm-hmm. next man up.
Yeah, I feel like we ought to gather around and support him. You know, it's going to be a new role that he has to fulfill, and we just got to be there, support him, and be there and have his back at all times, you know. Coach talks about it all the time, having next man up and having each other's back. So we just got to step up and play that role because, you know, one man down and next man up. So kind of philosophy that we have to follow through.
Nate, they're double-teaming Isaiah every time he gets the ball. What do you need to do to, number one, get yours, and number two, make him pay attention to you instead of doubling Isaiah?
With Isaiah, it comes with the territory. You know, he has to prepare, and he's been like that all season. He's a high-priority guy to other teams, so I feel like my role within that is just, you know, to find the weak side spots. You know, when they're focusing on him, he's able to be an easy outlet to pass me the ball on the weak side, so it can be easy play. But I think you can't run away from him getting double teamed. I feel like that's just what it is.
After the two losses last week, how do you feel like the team has responded getting back here, getting back into practice?
I'll go first. I think we showed a lot of heart, because like it's hard to especially go through these losses that we're going through. But I'm not happy that we're losing, but I'm glad that it's happening now, that we can learn early and just be ready for the end part of the season.
Yeah, like you said, it's just going back, looking back at film, seeing what we can do right, seeing the things that we need to work on and fine tune for these next two tough games that we have ahead of us. So it's just a matter of just resetting our mindset and realizing that we are a good team. It's just that we got to fix the hiccups.
Do you think that you guys have lost something, or are teams playing you guys differently?
I think with now, there's been more time to scout us. We had the preseason where we had played a lot of games, and now we start playing a lot of Pac-12 teams. So teams starting to pick up things that the other teams maybe see that works for them. So I think it's just a matter of finding the ways to out-coach them and out-game-plan them when they prepare for us.
Jamal, did you guys feel like you were in a little state of shock when he was a, you know, real focal player? It seemed like you were a little out of sorts down there because, you know, you're up by, a huge lead at Stanford, and
mm-hmm.
California was beatable, and you went mm-hmm. overtime. But it seemed like you guys were just kind of in, you know, some kind of residue from personnel change.
Yeah, like we talk in the locker room, it's kind of like we have a whole new team without Quade, and it's just we got to get used to it. we got to be better. We got a different role. Different people have different roles, and we just got to step up if we want to win.
Are you better free throw shooters than we've seen in the last 3-4 games?
Yeah.
Just making those in practice in your sleep?
Yeah, we are. We just, I think it's a
repetition thing.
Yeah, repetition, focus that we need to just, which will get better during the season.
Yeah.
Jamal, you're rotating minutes now with Elijah, who's getting more minutes, and Marcus is going to get more minutes too. What's it just been like working with those guys who haven't had a lot of opportunity but are going to get some here now?
It's fun, you know, that they're both of them are always hungry, and I feel like they're both great players, and like they're just ready whenever coach calls their number or whenever they go in, they're ready to knock down shots, make a play, or just help us win.
You mentioned Quade kind of helping you guys out. How much big of a help has it been just to have him around to talk to?
It's been really cool because he's a very smart player. He knows where the plays are or like where people are open. And I think that's just something for me to pick his brain, like I said earlier, and just get really good at for us to win.
And you get another perspective. Just like last year sitting out, you get a kind of a third eye for the game. And I think now for him, you kind of get that outside perspective of what you can see instead of being right into the game that we might need to be better. So it's great to have him like that.
Is it there a sense of urgency now or a sense of panic or a sense of desperation now that, you know, you've lost 4 out of the last 5, you're home now? Just where is the team right now?
I feel like we just, like I said before, just a reset. You know, it's always nice to hit the reset button. You know, we put those games behind us. You know, we know what we did right, know what we did wrong. Going back to the drawing board this week of practice, you know, seeing how we can game plan for Oregon State and just trying to win the next day and not really trying to focus on too far ahead. You know, the season's a long season. We still got a lot of games to go, but just really trying to focus in on the next day and how can we get better as a team the next day.
Jamal, how has your preparation changed in terms of both changing positions and also the expanded minutes?
You said my preparation?
Yeah.
No, I haven't changed really anything, just a little bit more ball handling because I have to run a lot more up there, but I do the same shots, same reps I do it every day. Nothing really changes.
How's practice been different since you got back?
How's it been different?
Yeah.
Probably just focusing on probably like just plays because I feel like since we have a whole new unit, different people or different roles, we got to know each play where everyone is. So,
you know, how to talk about the turnovers and everybody having one less turnover. Do you feel the turnovers have come from trying to be too aggressive or just not being focused? What do you think the issue has been?
I think it's a little bit too aggressive sometimes. I think we all just want to go and just help our team win, and sometimes that results in a turnover. I think we just be more sound, more smart, and when we attack or when we don't.
The hardest part of being a point guard is what?
What's the hardest?
Yeah.
The hardest. Honestly, for me, it's just like when coach calls a play on the fly, I'm like, I don't know if I know this one, but I'm just gonna pass it and go through and just stand there or come back to the ball, come off a ball screen, something. But I think that's the hardest.
Have you been able to digest the film from this past weekend, and if so, what jumped out at you?
Yeah, you know, Stanford, I thought we played really well for a long period of time, and we just, a couple bad shots here, a couple breakdowns in the defense of the second half. We know our formula, and 8 threes and a half doesn't help our cause. So, you know, close, but not good enough. And then Cal, you know, we just made mistakes late. We started really playing hard when we were down. Really happy for the guys how hard they played, but we got ourselves down a little bit too far and couldn't make some plays down the stretch. And then sometimes you know, people can make those types of shots. Hopefully, you know, how do we put ourselves in position? We're not in that position. And so just got to keep getting better. We've been in every game. Every game's been a 3-point, 2-point, 6-point, 4-point, 1-possession game. We just got to learn to finish better. and execute both on both ends late in games.
It seemed like, aside from a breakdown here or there on defense, that you got enough out of your defense, but scoring 55 points, is that enough? Can you...
The Cal game was a little bit different. Listen, we're not, last year the difference on our team is we started defending the three-point line and then shooting better. Right now we're kind of struggling at both. And Stanford game, it was foul shots. We grinded. We fought. We just missed some foul shots and shots down there. And, you got to make shots to score. I felt like shot selection, I felt like we got some good ones early. They did a really good job of packing the paint, making it difficult to get it into Isaiah, and it forced us to shoot jump shots. And I felt like we shot probably too many in the first half at 16. We got to find ways to get into the lane and get to the foul line. I thought we did that in a more aggressive approach in the second half.
Your team seemed like it was in a little bit of a state of shock because, you had this personnel change. How much of that was a factor?
I don't necessarily – I don't feel like – I felt like the Stanford game, I didn't feel like a state of shock. I felt like we had a really good lead. I think it was 12 with 8 minutes to go, 9 minutes to go, and we had command of the game. And, they started getting hot from the three-point line. I thought that's where, late in games with Quad A with an established point guard, that's where you might see it. But for the most part of the games, I didn't feel like we were – out of sorts, per se.
Then you switch your guards from game to game.
Yeah.
Look like you're looking for a playmaker.
Well, at the end of the day, when you you lose a guy who's he was shooting 50% from three, 50% from the field, and then had a 2-1 assist to turnover ratio, or even better. That's a pretty significant loss. But I thought our guys handled it pretty well. I thought Elijah in the first game, he didn't make any shots, but defensively I thought he was playing pretty good. We decided to make a change, trying to get some offense from somebody, and we felt like, starting Jamal Bay could give us a boost because he's a really good player and a guy that, could put 10 or 12 points on the board, and he did against Cal. He was really effective, especially in the second half. And, you're an inch away from winning both games, and we just got to figure out ways, to hopefully not put ourselves in position, get better leads, and hopefully pull out those games in the close.
You said it's going to be kind of a point guard by committee type deal. Is it going to be like a game by game feel as to who you go with as a starter, who you kind of lean on?
I think right now, yeah. I thought Marcus had some really quality minutes. He didn't play a lot, but he showed a lot of poise out there. I was concerned how he would be because he hadn't played. He looked like he had been playing all year, so that was a plus. I felt like Raekwon came in, and he obviously gives you another guy who can make a shot. And he's a good three-point shooter. He has no fear. He came in and knocked down the first one. We tried to get him. He got three more. He wasn't able to knock him down, but we know he can. Those will be hopefully good things for us as we move forward. You go back to, offensively, are you getting good enough shots? And I felt like, for the most part, we took some quick ones, but for the most part, we got them. We just didn't make them.
Losing Quad A is hard, difficult, disappointing. What is it you can just tell us about the whole thing?
To be honest with you, I've moved forward. This is what we've got. This is who we are. This is how we have to win. And, sometimes things like this happen. They're great learning experiences. We just got to, we got to rally. We've got good players in the program. We should be able to win. And, sometimes it's, position by committee is a big loss, but everybody's got to pick up and do a little bit more, and that's what we hope for.
What is a true point guard?
Yep.
Do you have to have a true point guard out there?
You don't. I don't think you do. I felt like David wasn't a true point guard. I felt David was a scoring guard who could play the point guard. He did a great job for us, led us to an NCAA tournament and Pac-12 championship. You go back to like our statistics, regardless point guard, two guard, what, we have to limit our turnovers. We're one of the worst turnover teams in the country. We've got to be able to hit open shots. We're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country. And one of the things that we've always held our hat on is defending the three-point line. And we're eighth in the league right now. In the last 2 years, we've been number one. And so those are areas, I know that's more of a simple version, but it's really true. We've got to do a better job in those three areas, and if we can, we'll be successful. That's the bottom line.
Putting some of Kwadi's responsibilities, putting those on Jaden, is that too much to ask?
Not necessarily. I'm not putting it on Jaden. I'm putting it on everybody. You know, it's what we talked about, turnovers. Everybody take away one more. Everybody get one more assist. You know, everybody, you know, one more pass from good to great, and we'll shoot better. We'll not turn it over as much, and we should be better. It's not about Jaden. It's not about Isaiah. It's not about Nas. This is about our team. And, you know, we know we have enough. Now we've got to become better in certain areas if we want to win. And I know these guys want to win. We work on it every day. You know, those are the things that we've just got to be able to do.
That said, you did kind of issue a challenge to your upperclassmen after
sure.
after that Cal game. What kind of response have you seen from them in practice?
They've been really good. I mean, more of the response is not necessarily I want you to score more or I want you to do this. I want you, the energy coming from you guys. I want the energy in practice and the I thought I was really impressed with how we responded after the UCLA game and coming out with that fight and. You know, you can lose games, but you never want to lose the fight that think that somebody else played harder than you. And I want the leadership from the juniors and Sammy, the seniors, to lead that. And that's what I mean when I say more. I want more of that. I want more of that passion, the fight, and we're going to get this thing right.
Is that something that comes natural from these guys? Because obviously last year you had that with David. David was just sort of natural with that.
Yeah.
And certain people have that.
Yeah.
With this trio, is it something that's natural for them? Or
I don't know if it's natural. I think, you know, Nas is still learning. I think Hamir has got great natural leadership abilities. He's a guy who cares about others. He's always thinking about others. He's always trying to pick others up. Sammy, the same type of deal. They care about others, and with that, I think that the way that they approach practice, the way they approach everything, the way you approach winning and defeat is where you. I'm looking for that leadership to be, and everything's going to be okay. The sky is not falling. You don't want to lose, but you got to learn from your mistakes so you can stop losing. Those guys have had, Sammy was here when they had won 9 games. Nas and them were part of the transition. They've learned a lot. You know, start using your experiences to help the younger guys. And how are we going to get through this? You know, it wasn't pretty our first year, a couple of games. This year it's a little bit different. We're losing games by 2 and 4. Then it was we lose by 30 in Virginia Tech and be like, oh, my gosh, that's when the sky was falling.
Doubled up on Isaiah before. What was different on your trip to the Bay Area?
I felt like, I felt that they're playing really, really physical with him. It's one of those things. We had played Reed Travis 1 year. He went to the foul line like 40. It was 42 to so-and-so. And, you know, you're like, gosh, you know, how does a guy go to the foul line that many? Well, you go back and you watch the tape, and he's getting hammered. Teams, just like I had a great high school coach, and he'd be like, we got 3 big guys. There's going to be 15 fouls. You know, we're just going to keep trying to battle them and bury them. But Isaiah's doing his job. He's doing what? He's got 3 guys on him, and other guys have to step up. We got to be able to make some shots. We've got to be able to go to the glass and try to get some putbacks. That's where Nate Roberts has been a big factor. He was a big factor in the Stanford game for us. You'll see guys like Raekwon, where they can't double them, they can't pack it in, and where a guy can be out there and make a couple threes and change the complexity of the game.
Why has Oregon State been such a problem team for the Huskies the last few years?
I think he's a really good coach. I think they play a real, not a lot of ball screens. They're really cerebral team. They put they've got one of the best players in the league in Trace Tinkle. He can hurt you in a lot of different ways. He can hurt you in the 3. He can hurt you in the post. He can hurt you passing the ball. Ethan Thompson, who's the Thompson twins, the old Thompson twins. The brothers, you know, have given us fits. I think two game winners, our first year, last year, another OT game. Ethan's a heck of a player. He can penetrate. He's upped his scoring, taking on a lot of his brother's responsibility. Zach Reichel's a much improved player. They got one of the best shot blockers in the league. And, you know, Coach Tinkle does a great job of putting them in positions to be successful. Thompson and Tinkle combined 51% of their offensive production. So we know what we have to do. It's just a matter of can you do it. But they've had a really good year so far. And it's going to be a great contest for us, great challenge.
Hey, how is their zone different from yours?
Gosh, that's a good question, Percy. They sometimes it looks like more of a matchup than it is for ours. It's more 2-3 front. Sometimes theirs is like a 3-2 front. But active size, they've got obviously a great shot blocker in the middle, which creates a lot of problems down there. But I don't know if there's other than maybe some of the rules. I don't really know much about other than how we're going to try to attack it.
You had a deeper rotation in games down
sure.
in the Bay Area. Is that something that you can continue? Does that help, or does it cause other problems on the other side?
Well, I've always believed, philosophically, I've always believed instead of playing one guy, instead of playing two guys 10 minutes, I believe that you get more production playing one guy 20 minutes. And so that's been a little bit against what I believe. But, we're trying to find that answer, trying to find somebody that can really help us and elevate our chances of winning. I think we got a lot of guys that have that ability, and we're just trying to find that right formula.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.